For the past 3 years, the Body Island Lighthouse on the Outer Banks has undergone significant renovations, and for the first time, it will be open to the public in late spring. Stephen O'Connell talked with historian and cultural resources manager for the Outer Banks Group, Douglas Stover, about the renovations and the history of the lighthouse.
Well, I tell you, after 5 years of working on this project, we are at a point now where we're finally seeing the end of the tunnel on this project. I mean, we have started the second restoration almost a year ago, and we have now happy to announce that we have completed that project. And it is, by looking at that lighthouse now, I mean, it almost looks like it was when it was first built. So,
when was it first built?
Well, it was built in pretty much 1871, and of course this is the third Body Island lighthouse, where the first one actually collapsed during shortly after construction. The second one was attempted to be blown up during the Civil War. So,
is there anything different about the lighthouse now that it's been restored?
I think what makes this restoration and this lighthouse so special, particularly on Outer Banks, is two things. One, it's a lighthouse that the public has never experienced climbing before. It's always been closed. Number two is, I think, because of the view shed. If you climb that lighthouse today, I mean, that lighthouse, the view of that lighthouse from the top of the balcony, where you actually see the same, almost the same view as you would if the keepers were there back in 1871. That's what the public is really going to experience, is the, you know, the beautiful view shed. So,
Mr. Stover, would you elaborate on some of the most significant renovations done?
Yeah, as you know, this lighthouse during its restoration has had quite a bit of challenges. As we began the first restoration 3 years ago, we ran into very serious structural problems. The problem was that the paint was covering up a lot of cracks in the pretty much the brickwork, as well as some of the metalwork. You figure it's probably had approximately probably 10 layers of paint put on, so it was covering up and actually sealing a lot of the cracks. So when we removed the paint, a lot of it was exposed, a lot of the cracks. So we had to actually come and look at, you know, what did we need to do or change to make it safe enough for people to climb, as well as trying to keep as much of the historic fabric as possible. So that was a challenge. The other part of the challenge was that we wanted the public to have the experience of climbing this lighthouse, and so we had to come up with some additional structural beams to support the balcony. So, and I think we've come up with a design that, from the most public view, you wouldn't notice it. So, but I think the biggest challenge, and the first time it's ever actually been done, is that when we replaced the metal, which was a cast iron metal, when the lighthouse was built, and cast iron is very brittle iron that actually will crack. It will also, salt will get to it and pretty much decompose it quickly. What we did was we decided to go ahead, and I call it the greening of the lighthouse, is where we actually took the metal down. We actually recycled and melted the original cast iron, added some other metals to it to strengthen it, recast it, and put it back. So we actually, the first time, we actually went ahead and recycled historic properties.
Who's been doing the work for these past 5 years?
The project was contracted out. A lot of it was contracted with local contractors throughout eastern North Carolina. As a matter of fact, the Lumbee tribe here in North Carolina were the contractors that actually painted the lighthouse. That tribe is actually located just near the border of North Carolina and South Carolina, down in Fayetteville. They're the ones that bidded for it. So it was made up of, you know, Native Americans from North Carolina that actually painted it.
And will the lighthouse be put back in service, actually?
It will. Our next step is to begin the final inspection, where we'll actually kind of do a punch list, look at small items that need to be done, and we're hoping to have that complete within next month. And then our next step is to go in and put the lens back in.
Tell me about the lens.
It's a first-order lens. It's the largest of all lighthouse lenses. And what makes it special is because all lighthouses in North Carolina and most of the United States are owned and operated by the U.S. Coast Guard as active navigational aid. What makes this lens a little bit special is because in 2003, the U.S. Coast Guard transferred not just the lighthouse, but it's also the navigational aid. So the National Park Service maintains and manages that light. And on the new U.S. Coast Guard property, the Coast Guard is trying to remove a lot of lenses to bring more modern devices to the lighthouses, which is going to require removing a lot of lenses. And our goal is for the next generation is for people to experience of looking at a lens inside a lighthouse.
And when will it be open for the public?
Well, we're looking at trying to look at sometime this late spring. So at this time, we're actually looking at trying to have a relighting ceremony, and we're actually under plans now of doing that. So.
I appreciate you speaking with me.
Thank you.